Tenemos aquel piquete y andamos sin fulete. Si tú no tienes brillo, puede que te lo preste. No es que me la doy, así que no digo ya este. Como yo acepta Cristo para que te complete. Bienvenido al party, que aquí no hay desacato. Ven pete party, que aquí no hay desacato. Bienvenido al party, que aquí no hay desacato. Ven pete party, que aquí no hay arrebato. Así que dale, ven, ven, dale, ven, ven, dale, 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 ven, ven, dale, ven, ven. Dale, ven, ven, dale, ven, ven. No te quedes, dale, ven, ven, dale, ven, ven. Bienvenido al party, party, party.
Is you ready?
I am ready.
Hold on, let me throw my...
R-E-A-D-Y.
Hold on, let me... While I put my shades on.
When I say...
While I put my R&B shades on. Ooh, yeah. Sounding like... Sounding like a member of Jodeci.
Oh my gosh, love. Just
get on. Sweet and dim. You forgot to join me.
No,
you always join.
I don't know what you're
Lord
doing.
Lord help my wife with
you
the intro.
You said you were doing Jodeci.
Zabadaba sweet and dim dee. Ooh-wee. What's going on, family? You know who it is. You know what time it is. You know where you're tuning in to.
Yes, yes, yes.
We are
yes.
back. You didn't think we were going to be able to come back. Why are you so stiff and nervous, man?
I am not stiff and nervous, love. I told you, I do not like that I cannot see your eyes with those shades on. I don't know what you're... I don't know if you're looking at me. I don't know if you're looking over there. I don't know who you're looking at.
Wherever you are.
No.
Wherever you are. Whatever nation, whatever state you're watching this, wherever you're hearing this, whatever platform, Spotify, Apple, Podbean, whatever source you are listening to this on.
Are you?
Go on, big up yourselves. Come on, clap it up, man.
Are your eyes closed? Love, you
Shout
are going to have
to. Shout out to all of you. Thank you for tuning in back to the CPO5 podcast. What are we about here, baby?
We, on this podcast, talk about love, relationships, marriage, ministry, family, and everything in between.
In between. My name
That's
is Sergio Nazir Chavez.
And my name is Francesca Chavez.
We are the hosts of the CPO5 podcast, and we are so glad that you are tuned back in.
Yes.
I want to
yes.
shout everyone out. All of the party animals, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Big up yourselves.
Yes.
Shout
yes.
out to you, all of the listeners. It's a little
the
harder,
horn.
You know. We're gonna get this thing together. You know?
It's a little harder today
yeah,
to do the horn.
We're gonna set this up. We're on the come up. But we want to shout out everyone that is listening, everyone that is viewing on
yes.
YouTube. You really don't like my shades?
I can't tell if you're looking at me, love. I feel like I'm talking to the black wall right behind you.
Okay. So what we'll do is...
I'm not being a hater. I love the shades. I just... You just look
so
shady
we'll
while we're talking, and I don't like that.
So what we'll do it is when we're talking, I'll have it off, and then when it's time to pull them on.
Yeah, at the end, when we get the tab from the waiter, you can put them back on. But they're nice. You look fly. You're looking good, babe. These workouts are really doing something.
I'm trying out here. You're looking good yourself.
Thank you. I'm trying out here, you know?
You're succeeding. You're
yes,
not just trying.
We are succeeding.
You're not just surviving. You're thriving.
We're thriving. I love you, babe.
Shout out to you, man.
Aw, thanks, babe. Shout out to you, too.
You're looking better and better every time.
Oh, thank you, love. Thank you.
Anyways. Shout out to the party animals.
Yes.
Listen, thank you for tuning back in. Today, we're going to get into some wonderful conversation, as
yes.
we always do. But before we get into everything, you know I have to tell you to make sure to subscribe on whatever platform that you are tuning in mm-hmm. on. If you're on YouTube, hit the subscription and the notification bells and buttons and whistles and...
Everything. everything. And share.
And make sure to share, yes. share. Sharing is caring. Let somebody know. They will be blessed. They will be encouraged. They will laugh. They will cry. They will experience every emotion. But ultimately, I know that many will be blessed all over the world. So we just want to encourage you to take a moment to hit a like, hit a subscription button, and also to share on your platforms. You can screenshot this. If you're watching, you can take a screenshot, put a link on your Instagram profiles. You can also screenshot this. Also put it if you're listening on a streaming platform, and you can let people know that you are tuning into the CPO5 pod. I'm glad to be back. We finally got the rhythm.
Finally.
It only took us about almost two years to get a good rhythm.
Yes.
You know, it's funny, last week after the podcast, we were both saying how we felt a little rusty. I don't know. I still think you're little. I know what it is.
It's the setup.
Yes. Now it's because it's on camera.
I'm not.
Like before, when we were recording, it was just you and I.
I could be in my pajamas.
We didn't have a producer. Shout out to us, man.
I wish I had a little button here. I'm going like this to my left. You know, shout out to Lewis.
Video.
Yes. Everything.
Everything set up. You know, thank God for our spiritual son. Thank God for our team. Thank God for everyone who really believes in everything that we're doing.
Yes.
We are truly, truly grateful. But I think that's what it is. It's just we're having to acclimate and adjust to a whole new setup. Because like you said, you used to be in your PJs. They used to have holes in them. And
what? You know I do not wear your tubi. But yes,
you doobies, know, your tubi, a.k.a. some people call it
the doobie. The bonnets.
Some people call it the bonnets, you know.
The Nike, yeah.
The Nike. What is it called? Nike?
They're the headscarves, the sleeping scarves.
Headscarves.
But for me, it's like that big.
And so you wouldn't mind. So you felt more. Yes. More yourself, but just be yourself, girl.
I am.
Yes, you know. Don't.
I am.
Cameras are on. You know, I'm still gonna be wild and crazy, like I am. Anyways, how are you feeling today, baby?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling better than last week, so that was good. Cause you know I was still in recovery.
You were still recovering
from this cough.
But last night, I mean, you were up to almost like 4 a.m.
I was up till 4 a.m. It was exactly 4:00 a.m. when my bed hit the pillow. When my head,
when your head hit the pillow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was up working late.
Working late.
The joys of a homeschool mom, executive pastor,
business owner,
all of those things. But you know,
if you had to trade it though,
no, I would not. I would not. I love what I do. I mean, I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. I think. I mean, the only thing I feel like I would hand off to somebody else is probably the homeschooling.
Okay.
That's the only thing.
I hear you.
But homeschooling has been an incredible decision. I think that was one of the best decisions we made, at least for our household at this time. I don't know what it's going to look like a couple years from now if we're still going to be doing it.
Yeah.
But last week
we were literally just talking about seasons and evolution and rhythms
and how things can change. And
that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, like we're in a rhythm now and we're promoting it. Who knows?
Yeah. But in 2 years, I could say, no, all the girls need to be in school because I need more of my time back. You know, whatever the case might be. But right now, for the season we are in,
right,
I love knowing that I can tailor their curriculum, you know, to benefit them, to edify them, to build them.
Right.
I can monitor what it is that they're learning, which for me is huge right now, especially with all of the confusion that's happening. And a lot of research and data shows that those first 5 years of a child's life are the most critical when it comes to developing identity. Mm. And then based on those first 5 years, which is when a lot of their neurological connections are being made. I mean, billions of them are being made. So we think like, oh, I'll just give them a tablet. I'll just do this. I'll just, you know, put them there on their own. And we pick up our phones and spend most of our time on screen time. And there isn't much interaction with them. But what we don't understand is like their identity is literally being developed during those first 5 years. And who they are, their sense of self, their confidence, their esteem, their worth, their value.
Yeah.
They're picking all of that up.
Correct.
And then they're taking that with them as they step into elementary, as they step into middle school, as they become adolescents and develop into young adults and into adulthood. And so for me to know that I am instilling core values in them now at this young age is incredible. I mean, the Bible tells us, you know, instruct a child in the way that is right. And even when they are old, they will not depart from them.
They should go. That's right.
They won't depart from them. And this is childhood. And I couldn't think of a better, safer, caring environment than the one that my children are in right now. And I know it's not for everybody.
Correct.
And I personally didn't think it was for me.
Right.
You know, I think you were more for it.
Yeah.
And you started, actually, you started homeschooling Kalea.
Yep.
But when we saw how well she was thriving, how creative she was, I just couldn't imagine. I mean, I went to private school all my life, and the structure worked for me, but there was also a lot of pressure that I don't feel was necessary at the age that I was in. I didn't experience a childhood like my sisters did because I was constantly working.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the students I remember in my school were on medication. And it was because they needed, you know, everybody was diagnosed with ADHD. Everybody needed to focus. Everybody needed to pay attention. Everybody needed to excel. And so it just, thankfully my mother never had me checked out or put on any medication. But I think the pressures of having to, of perfection and excelling and the competition that families have in order to get you to the right college and the right university, I mean, it's not always healthy.
Yeah.
So to know that she has the space to get up and walk away if she's not feeling it, like, I don't want to do 11 minus 7 today. It's just my brain is not working. She has the ability to do that, and she can come back when she's ready and is zooming through her work because she's incredibly smart. Sometimes she just needs to be able to get up and do her own thing for a bit, and I'm okay with that, and it's working.
Yeah. I mean, today's conversation is not education.
Oh, yeah, it's not.
We're not going to do necessarily a deep dive into it, but there is something to be said about the education system in America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you and I have a lot of deep thoughts about this, and we can touch on it, I'm sure, at another time. But, you know, in America, we are overly stressed, overworked, and work is not the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And overworking, you know, because when I think of work, you know, our work ethic is, I guess, in many's eyes or their perception, they would view us as overworked. But for us, this is purposeful work.
Mm-hmm. So it's when all it's
intertwined. So when it's your calling, it doesn't feel like what's happening is that in America, there's an overworking of non-purposeful work.
Mm-hmm.
Or people are not necessarily doing work in their
right
assignment in life, their calling.
They're not connected to the work that they're doing.
They're not connected. There's not a sense of fulfillment connected to the work. So when you are doing that, you are essentially making a lot of deposit in terms of your physical strength, your mental strength, your spiritual strength, and you're making deposits into an account that is in a deficit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, your paycheck is there, but you're not necessarily, there's no benefit for you spiritually. There's no benefit for you emotionally, physically. And the reality is, society is set up in a way where, it, for lack of a better phrase, it's like a rat race. And our eyes were open to a lot of things in terms of, you know, and again, it's not for everybody, so we're not here preaching, thus saith the Lord. These are not imposing convictions. These are this is just into our world, you know. Mm-hmm. We said, you know, we're doing things a lot different than how we grew up and what we saw. You know, no one in our families ever, you know, did home water births. You know, home birth existed, of course, like in El Campo,
right.
You know, in our ancestors, of course. But, you know, obviously in America, we have gotten so far from that. And even from our children's, you know, the time they were in your womb, we were just doing a lot of things, a lot of different, more holistic, more natural. Mm-hmm. You know, again, in America, everything is excessive.
Mm-hmm.
Overworking,
mm-hmm.
overeating,
mm-hmm.
over-medicating.
Mm-hmm.
So again, today, it's not that deep dive,
but
we have a lot of thoughts around that, you know, and we just believe that the Holy Spirit has put the mechanism inside of us to recover,
mm-hmm.
to live a life filled with peace, mm-hmm. filled with joy, filled with strength. So we're bringing our babies up in that environment, and we're instilling these values that the world does not share these
mm-hmm.
values. They don't believe in what we believe in,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not depending on TikTok
or Instagram reels.
Not depending on Instagram reels
or YouTube
to instill these values, because there is an agenda.
Yeah, there is.
Political agenda. Again, I don't want to go too deep.
Can't go deep.
There's a satanic agenda.
Yeah.
And then God has his agenda.
Right.
And this is what we're attempting to propagate. We're bringing kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And kingdom does not conform to the patterns of the world.
That's
and
right.
There is a certain pattern. There are trends, there are mindsets, behaviors currently.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, we're mm-hmm. not with it.
No.
We're not with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to conform, and we're not going to adapt, and we're not going to, here it is, we're not going to say, it's too hard for us
mm-hmm.
to manage all of this.
So, just
gonna
say that.
we just got to do what we got to do. We just got to leave them out there, and mm-hmm. they'll figure it out. Yeah. God will help them. It's like, no.
No.
Just leave our children out there for the world to
mm-mm.
teach them and instill. Are you crazy?
No, 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 no.
Do you see what's going on out here? I said, no, we're gonna have a vision for our home.
Mm-hmm.
You and I have many talks, and we've gotten on the same page.
Yeah.
And we said, as difficult and challenging as it is, because there have been times where we've been mm-hmm. tempted. I'm like, babe, we're enrolling these girls
in a public school tomorrow.
Oh, Lord Jesus. But then we settle.
Mm-hmm.
We pray. Yeah. And we know that, again, I'm not saying it's wrong.
Yeah.
I, you know, by God's grace, I'm here, and I grew up in a public school system, so mm-hmm. I'm not condemning. What I'm saying is, for our girls, God gave us a specific mandate for them.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, with that, we just got right into it.
Yeah, we did.
Didn't ask how I was feeling. I'm feeling great.
I was going to say, love, how are you feeling, though?
I'm blessed. I'm feeling good. I'm looking good. I feel wonderful. I feel highly favored. I feel, praise the Lord. Anyways, let's get back into
all of those things.
So, whenever we've been tempted, again, you know, we know that God has given us the mandate, because our lives, our call requires a high level of flexibility. Because mm-hmm. again, in the same way that we have to always adjust to the new rhythms, our babies have to adjust.
Yeah,
and the reality is, we're a ministry family. Mm-hmm. And I think we can pick up from last week, but I want to get in, if it's okay.
Yeah, this
I wanna
is the,
get into,
the ministry
yeah,
and
I want to get into a conversation and do a deep dive into family and ministry mm-hmm. and what that looks like.
Yeah.
And people having an idea of what it looks like. People feel like it should be like this. Mm-hmm. And then when you're actually in it, you realize, okay, this thing seems like it's completely out of my control.
Yeah.
And again, we always say that when you're out of your comfort zone, that's when you're in the Holy Spirit zone. Mm-hmm. Because when you come to your wit's end,
right,
is when the work of God begins. Mm-hmm. That's why he said, my grace is sufficient.
Grace, yes.
And, you know, of course, like anybody else, we've been, you know, challenged and attacked and tempted, you know, mm-hmm. to just give up. But we realize, you know, we have to do this together because we truly have a call. It's not only myself. And typically, and I want to get into this because this is a good conversation for season two. Mm-hmm. Typically, you see the man he's in the front line. He's also behind the scene. He's in every scene. He's in
right.
the front. He's in every angle. But
yeah.
We share a dynamic that not many marriages in ministry
in
share,
ministry,
which is
yeah.
that we're both in the front line.
Right.
And I'm going to be very honest. And I think this is where we faced a lot of challenge. There wasn't a close approximate precedent for us.
Yeah.
That we could look to.
Look to, yeah.
Because we always saw it was one over the other. Either the woman was really leading and the husband was very supportive, or vice versa, the man really leading, the wife was just kind of supportive. But
right.
We have had to, really work.
Really.
Work hard at this thing.
Yeah.
And trust and believe God and pray mm-hmm. and cry and vent. And this is the reality that we... I want to let you all into this world
yeah.
because people believe or have an idea that, every day we just got this thing figured out. Mm-hmm. And no, every day we are like the children of Israel. Come on, wish I had somebody.
Yes.
Going through the wilderness. And the Bible says that they had a pillar of fire by night.
And a cloud
by day. So every day, they literally were following the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
They were just...
We don't know where we're going today, but...
They were just being led.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for some people, that's just like, what? No way. I can never be me. I always tell people that when they hear our testimony and say, can never be me, you will never experience what we experience.
Mm-hmm.
But we just gotten to the point where it's completely out of our control.
Right.
It's fully in God's control.
Right.
We are not in the driver's seat.
Right.
And we just, anytime we have attempted to get in the driver's seat,
we crash.
We mess this thing up.
We mess it up.
So we live lives that are completely led. I mean, it sounds like we're joking, but I'm being so serious.
Mm-hmm.
Week by week, we are being led of the Spirit and adjusting to the pattern that the wind, meaning the presence of God, his voice, his word is leading us
mm-hmm.
in the direction that he's leading us. That's where we're following.
Yeah.
But from the beginning, we always said we were going to do it together.
Right.
And we didn't
right.
have a motto, but I believe that God has called us to be
a motto.
Pioneers, trailblazers, and innovators to let couples know, yes, you can do it together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing because now, you know, the Bible says that a seed bears after its own kind.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing with a dynamic now by God's grace in our ministry where we're seeing now many couples rising and doing
mm-hmm.
it together. They're side
yeah.
by side.
Yeah.
It's not just one person.
Right.
Even if one person is doing more of a certain thing, but couples still fully on the same page.
Yeah, they're on the same
I have
page.
My strong suit. I have my gifting. I have my mantle and my mandate. You fully support. So
mm-hmm.
there's certain instances where you are supporting.
Right.
But then you have your areas where I'm supporting you
mm-hmm.
because you have your call, your
right.
mantle, and your mandate also.
Yeah.
And our children, they also have their call, their mandate, and their mantles.
Mm-hmm.
And we just decided a long time ago, we committed, we're doing this thing together.
Right, right.
It's not, I'm here, you're there. This is a family thing. This
yeah.
is why we're literally recording upstairs and our babies are downstairs.
Yeah.
And it was funny because I was, and I'm going a little long-winded. I'll pass it
no,
on
it's
in
okay.
a second.
It's okay. This is good.
But I was thinking this morning, you know, and by the way, I appreciate you.
Oh, thanks, love.
I really do appreciate you. I mean, I tell you in private, I mention it in public, but even on the podcast, I can't let this moment pass by because you were up to 4 in the morning. This is the stuff again that people don't realize.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I wake up to find, I mean, when you pack for when we come to our facility for ministry day, for recording day, I mean, you pack like we're going out of the country for like a week. I got 5 bags. I mean, I got book bag. I got my own personal bags. I got 2 of the big bags. And I mean, one of them is like, anyways, like 70 pounds. And I'm joking, exaggerating a little, but you're so thoughtful.
Oh, thanks, love.
Very, very thoughtful to make sure that they're coming here and they have everything that they need. Not only do the girls have everything they need, but you're making sure that I have everything that I need. You're packing lunches. You're doing this. You're doing that. And I really appreciate that because, again, this thing doesn't work unless you work at it.
Right.
And so I just, you know, I really appreciate that. I was laughing because when I, like, I was packing the trunk this morning, I'm looking at all the stuff, and I'm like, this is crazy. You know, because I think many people probably, this is why they haven't done it. Because when it comes to it and the rubber meets the road and you realize all the work that it entails, many people are like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'll pass on this assignment.
Yeah.
And and I'm not condemning or judging. I'm just observing.
No, we understand.
For all the couples that said, nah, me and my wife, we're going to do this together. We're both going to be in the front line. And then it's time to actually do it. Listen, I feel you when you say, let's go our separate ways in terms of ministry. Yeah. Like, you'd go ahead and do that. Like, we understand.
Yeah.
How many times have we had to come together with our frustrations, our complaints, or whatever.
Yeah.
And we've had the moments where we say, now we know why there haven't been many.
Yeah. Yeah.
Couples that have done it because it's more man, this thing,
yeah.
You need a grace for this.
Yeah.
But I truly believe that God has given us the grace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyways, let's get into marriage ministry, picking family. Up where we left off, patterns and rhythms. And go ahead, baby. Yeah. What are your thoughts about this?
No, I mean, everything you shared, love, was really, really good. And by the way, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I try to do everything that I do with love, even if I'm half asleep. Oh, here you go putting the shades back on. I try to do everything with love. you know, because I truly do love my family. And one of the things, there was a time, let me, and for all the ladies out there who were like, oh, I wish I was like that. There was a time when I said the same thing. I mean, I was looking at whether it's TV shows, movies, like, you know, these homemakers. And I said to myself, this is not real. Like, there is just no way. but really, as I started going through scripture, I think it was like a year and a half ago, and I have a journal, but I actually started reading about the lives. Specifically, I wanted to just study women in scripture.
Yeah.
And not the ones that we preach sermons about, but the ones that we often just go unmentioned, And for me, one of the major ones that stuck out was Sarah, Abraham's wife. And, you know, because we always talk about, like, you know, the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and, you know, but he was also the God of Sarah. And we see how God also empowered her and used her to bring forth Isaac. And, you know, there were some things she did that were not always right. But at the same time, she trusted the leading of her husband, even when he would put her in situations where, as a woman, she might have said, I don't want to do this. Like, what do you mean I have to pretend to be your sister or pretend to be somebody that I'm not? But I'm going to trust the voice of God that is coming through you.
Yeah.
And because that's really all she had at that time.
Right.
It was, I am leaving everything that I know to follow you because you've had some encounter that I am unaware of, that I don't really fully understand. But yet I'm going to trust the God that is guiding you and that is leading you, that is within you. And there's a lot in my own life that I feel is relatable, or that I feel mirrors a lot of the things that she's had to go through or that she endured during that time. And as I have approached this season specifically of marriage and motherhood and ministry, my prayer has shifted from, and this was a conversation that we had, it with the tension that was happening, you know, in, especially after I had the kids. But I remember one day just sitting down with you and bawling my eyes out, saying, I don't necessarily like how I'm feeling. I don't want to feel this way. I don't want to feel like it's a burden. I don't want to feel like I don't like doing it. And I don't want to feel unfit and unqualified. And, you know, just all of the, I was pretty much venting, right? Yeah. But I was telling you how even some of the things I didn't even want to say out loud, some of the things in my heart I couldn't say out loud because I said they sound so bad. And in my heart of hearts, I'm telling myself, you don't really mean that. But yet in the present moment where I am, I really do, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's just that the conflict that was happening there. But the Holy Spirit, through you, God actually used you in that moment, because you said, Fran, I don't know what to do for you. I can offer you my help. I can offer you my support, but that's not going to change the storm within. You have to pray that God helps you to find the joy and the peace amidst your assignment. And I didn't like the words then, you know, because to me it felt like, so you're telling me I just have to suck it up. I just have to deal with it, right? And to a degree, that was very true. I had to come to terms and realization, this is the current situation I am. I do have to deal with it, but I can choose how I deal with it.
Right.
And that's where my prayer shifted from take all of this away or woe is me to help me to find the joy in the mundane.
Come on now.
Help me to find the joy in what I believe to be boring, to be monotonous, to be routine, to be stressful, to be overwhelming. If you have called me to it, then there must be joy in here somewhere. So point it out. Let me see it, highlight it. And the more I did that and the more that was my prayer, I realized, you know, it's like, because you would even tell me, like, I don't like bothering you when you're cleaning the house because you have this space. And I do get in my zone when I'm cleaning. But then it went from the thoughts when I'm cleaning going from, I don't like doing this. Ugh, I wish other people would clean. Like, why am I the one who's always cleaning? Nobody else helps me to clean. Blah, 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 blah. It went from that to, I'm grateful I have a home to clean.
Come on.
And the time of cleaning actually became enjoyable for me because it was in those moments that God would actually meet me. I was making myself available to the Holy Spirit. And so in the midst of cleaning, in the midst of cooking, I'm having conversations with him that really by the time I'm done cleaning, I'm like, oh, I finished. But my mind was never on the cleaning. It was on the conversations that I was having with God about everything that was either happening in the day, asking for strength or grace in a particular area, or how to resolve a certain issue in ministry. And I started and do even now see the blessing in the rhythms, the blessing in the mundane, the blessing in the things that seem monotonous. I'm like the giggles of my children, the constant desire for affection from them, the wanting to play chasing monster, like monster chase around the house. Sometimes I'm like, I'm so tired, I don't want to do it. But then I'll sense the Holy Spirit just empowering me and telling me, get up, enjoy the moment, because you're only going to live this once and they're only going to experience it once. And so I don't do it for myself at first. I do it for them. But then what I don't realize as I'm doing it for them, it's filling me.
That's good.
And it's bringing me joy.
Yeah.
And Yeah, so God has truly been showing up and showing off in this season. And, you know, I think when it comes to us, it goes back to everything we've really talked about. It's over communication because of the dynamic of our relationship, the dynamic of ministry. You didn't meet me doing nothing. Yeah. Like, you met me, I was already very much so invested in my walk.
Yes.
Very much so invested in serving. And I met you in the exact same way.
Right.
So I think you knew I can never ask her.
Well, I knew what I was signing up for.
Yeah. Other people.
In fact, many people don't know this. Oh boy, let's go. Many people don't know this. But I was actually discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
From pursuing a relationship with you,
mm-hmm.
because people told me, quote unquote, it's going to be too much for you,
yeah.
or she, quote unquote, is too much for you.
Am I too much for you, love?
Well, you know, that one is still
still suspect.
That one is still up for this. I just told you this. We're getting ready in the morning. I'm like, God has to give me grace for you.
You did. He has to give you an extra dosage of grace for me.
Man, because I'm dealing with four women, man. Y'all don't.
And I already on my own am a lot.
Girl dads.
Shout out to you.
Listen, man, it's a different kind of dynamic. It's a different kind of grace. But when you got four, that's a whole lot of estrogen. Oh my! And look, we haven't even reached puberty yet. My God. I'm gonna go to Mount Sinai.
Just pray that all the cycles.
I'm gonna go to Mount Carmel. I'm gonna go to Mount Zion. I'm gonna go to all the mountains.
Just pray.
Mount Moriah.
Pray all the cycles.
I'm going to all the prayer. I'm going to in Mercy City in Nigeria in Warri. You know where we traveled to. They have different mountains, right? For different prayer points. I'm gonna go to all the.
Shout out to you, though, love. You
I'm
do
go
a
to
great-
all the mountains, man. One for each of my three girls and, you know, with you.
But shout out to you because you do a very good job in a house full of women. And it's not a coincidence because, you know, you were brought up surrounded by women. Women. And so I think God has really, truly given you a special grace.
Prepared me.
Yeah.
And also with the dynamic with you and your sisters, you know, single mother, so my mother-in-law, you know, your grandmother, your two sisters. So mm-hmm. it was like God was setting me up the
setting
whole time.
Setting you up.
But we'll save that for another time.
Yes.
What's going on, family? Sergio Nazir of the CPO5 podcast here to thank you for watching this episode. Hey, come back next week for more. There is more next week. So stay connected. Make sure to like the video. Make sure to comment below. Let us know where you're connecting from and how this blessed you. And make sure if you haven't already, subscribe and hit that notification bell so you will be notified every time a new episode is loaded. I thank God for you on behalf of the CPO5 crew. Party animals, we love you. We thank God for you.